Good morning, church family, and all those who are tuning in or are listening sometime throughout the week. It's a wonderful opportunity that we have to be able to worship the Lord today on this Palm Sunday. Though it is not in a church building, and though we do not have the opportunity together to wave palms, either literally or figuratively, today still is the day that the Lord has made. And today is the day that we rejoice in our King. We rejoice as we praise him, we rejoice as we cry out to him for his salvation to come to our world and to our lives. Glad that you have joined us, whether on the internet this morning or whether you are listening on a CD or through our church website sometime during the week. We're glad that you are listening, glad that you are tuning in watching today. Want to encourage you to be in prayer this Saturday, April 11th. We will be holding our annual Easter egg hunt, though this year, due to quarantine and stay-at-home guidelines, it is going to be radically different than what it has been in years past. This year, we are doing Easter egg hunt to-go kits. And so each kit will have an activity book and 8 eggs for children to be able to open with their parents and go through the story of Jesus from his birth to his resurrection to his ascension, including his death before that, so that we would be able to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ that transforms lives with families. Even though we may not be able to do it by hosting an event, we will be giving these to-go kits out. In each kit, there will also be eggs for each child's parents to hide for them, so that we will do all the work that is needed to have an Easter egg hunt for their children and for the families to be a blessing to our community. And so we need your help, church family. Be in prayer that this would be, even though a non-traditional way to do it, that it would be a great kingdom fruit-bearing opportunity as we reach out and serve our community in this way. But pray also that there would be interest that would arise, and you can have a part in that by either, if you have Facebook, by sharing it on your Facebook page. There is an event page on our church website and on our church Facebook page. Encourage folks to be able to come. If you know of families with children or you have friends, co-workers, whatever it may be, encourage them to go to dorseyvillealliance.org/events, and you will be able to see the church Easter egg hunt sign up there. We want to be able to bless as many families as possible. We have 100 kits. So please be in prayer, but also do your part to be able to reach out and to advertise and to invite others to be involved in. If there are ways that you would like to be involved, please let me know and we can get you connected in ways that we still may need volunteers. Look forward to what the Lord wants to do this week through that Easter egg hunt outreach. Hear the word of the Lord in Mark chapter 11. This is Mark's recording of the triumphal entry of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. It says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Tell him, the Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly. They went and found a colt outside in the street tied at a doorway. And as they untied it, some people standing there asked, what are you doing untying that colt? They answered, as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. And many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut out in the fields. And those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna literally means save. And as time went on, it also had the connotation and was also used as a word of praise as well. And so this morning on this Palm Sunday, we say Hosanna to the King of Kings. Hosanna to Jesus our King. Simultaneously praising him and declaring that he is the only king, that he is the only righteous king and the only one who is worthy of praise. But we are also saying this morning as we shout, Hosanna to the King, save us. We are living in a day where we are in particular awareness of our need for salvation. We'll be talking about that later in our time as we look at Luke 19 and the story of Zacchaeus. But may we today, as we worship the Lord, as we gather around his word together, may our hearts and may our voices shout Hosanna. Hosanna in praise to the King, but Hosanna in crying out for the mercy of our King as well, asking him to save in a way that only he can save. Once again, we're glad that you are here this morning. Let's begin this time in prayer. Father in heaven, we rejoice in you. And Jesus, we declare that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. We shout Hosanna to you this morning. Receive our praise, I pray. And we shout Hosanna to you and are crying out to you for mercy and salvation. Father, through Jesus, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would come and inhabit our praises as we lift them up in various areas in our region. Father, that you would come and you would meet each person in the way that only you can personally. That you would encourage and strengthen, that you would lift us up, and that you would bless us in such a way that we might be a blessing to our world as well. Transform us this morning, Father, I pray. We are expecting great things because you are a great God. And so we surrender our hearts, we surrender our will, we surrender this time together to you. May Jesus, you be high and exalted and lifted up. May Holy Spirit, you be at work. May you, Father, receive the honor and glory and praise. In Jesus, our King's name, I pray. Amen.
Good morning. What a blessing it is to be able to gather together again, even though that may not be in person. We are so blessed to have the resources to be able to continue in fellowship and continue encouraging one another on. And so I just encourage each and every one of you to take full advantage of these resources throughout this next week and just reach out to everyone that you are able to. Let us continue to spur each and every one of us on in our faith as a church family. God is not limited by our lack of being able to meet together in person. He is faithful and he is good, and let us just rest in the peace of knowing that he is good and that he is in full control this morning and throughout the rest of this week as well.
Who am I that the highest would welcome? Lost, but he brought me into his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Through the times that bring always free and free, I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. He has ransomed me, his grace cleansed me. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Through the sun set free, always free and free. I'm a child. Yeah.
Father, we praise you for your goodness this morning. God, we thank you that we can have peace in who we are, in who you have created us to be, in the purpose that you have given us as your children, God. Lord, we pray that during this season of social distancing and isolation, that you would only grow our purpose within us, that you would only continue to reveal to us specifically how you want to use us in these moments. God, just lay people on our minds and on our hearts during this time for us to reach out to. People who you want to touch and speak to during this very season. God, we trust that you are in control, that you are bigger than any problem we may face. And so we do not have to fear or worry, but we can have full peace in who you are and in what you do. God, we ask that you would only continue to grow this peace, this faith, and this trust within us through these coming days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Will proclaim you are here, you are here. In your presence I'm made whole. You I've got, you I've got. Of all else I'm letting go. And oh, I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light up the world, your ever rain. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light up the world. guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Jesus, we thank you for the work you have done on that cross. We thank you for taking all of our sins upon yourself. Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to have a relationship with you when we have done absolutely nothing to deserve it. Jesus, we thank you for being our healer and our sanctifier. God, we thank you that you transform us even while we are here on this earth. God, we ask that you would continue to shape us and mold us and make us more like you. God, soften our hearts and open our eyes to who you are. And as we come to know you more, let that change who we are and how we live. And let the world around us see you at work in us. Let there be no denying that your presence exists in our lives when others look upon us. Pray all these things in your name, Jesus.
We're all on our knees. open my eyes to the things I see. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom.
Father, we ask that you would break our hearts for what breaks yours, especially during this season, God, that what your heart is broken for in this very moment, that you would break our hearts for the very same cause. God, we ask that you would show us how to love the world around us the way that you have loved us, in a way that is sacrificial, in a way that lays down our lives. God, we ask that you would bring about a revival through this season, that you would bring us all to our knees in awe of you, and that you would just use us to reach the world around us. God, we thank you for your goodness, we thank you for your mercy and for your love, and we thank you for saving us upon that cross. God, we just ask that we would not grow stagnant during this period, but that you would set our souls on fire for you. God, we pray all of these things in your name. Amen.